You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back to the show, my darlings. I am not going to tell you happy Tuesday today, even though yes, it is Tuesday, and yes, normally that's how I begin a new episode here at Yoga Girl Daily. But this week on the show, we have set the intention and we're focusing on feeling and allowing our feelings, whatever the feeling actually is. And as I sat down to record just now, I just realized maybe you're not having a happy Tuesday. It's kind of a big thing to impose on somebody, right? Happy Tuesday. Maybe you woke up today and you're just having a low, sad day. Maybe you got some news today that have been kind of hard for you to process and digest. Maybe today you're feeling overwhelmed. You could be feeling just completely joyful. You feel something that's bigger than happiness, right? Maybe you're resentful or you're feeling jealous or you're ashamed of something. Hell, maybe you are having a happy Tuesday, but that's for you to get closer to, for you to really figure out, not me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So whatever kind of Tuesday you're having today, for our tune-in practice, I want you to give yourself a little bit of space just to get clear on which emotion is closest to surface for you right now. Out of the many feelings that we as human beings feel at any given moment, which is the feeling that you feel is just the biggest right now? Which feeling could you really use some processing around or some space around? There is a feeling here that's asking to be felt out loud. There's a feeling that's asking to be released and worked through. So give yourself a moment just to close your eyes. You can place your hands to your heart if that feels good. And take a few deep breaths just to give yourself some space here to land and to ground inside of yourself. And as you do that, get very, very present with your heart space. I know your heart is holding so much. I know. Probably took a lot for you to be able to be here right now. Not just everything it took for you to get the space and the silence and the time to be able to play this podcast and do this practice right now, but everything it took for you to get to this point in your life. It took a lot for you to be here, for you to show up for yourself in this way. So honoring that for a moment, honoring yourself, and the fact that this breath that you're taking right here, this moment of presence, you listening to these words, this is you choosing you. And take some deeper breaths as you get even closer to that very vulnerable, intimate space at the center of your own heart. How are you doing today? How are you doing right now? How are you really? If you get very close to the truth, the raw, unfiltered truth of how you are right now, of how your heart is right now, what is the answer to that? You don't have to rush this process. This is a feeling practice, not a thinking practice. So feel it out. What are you actually feeling right here, right now? And for me, when I place my own hands to my own heart and I close my eyes, I've had one of the most emotional days. One of the most vulnerable days I've had in a long time. Actually, the emotion, there's a lot here for me right now. I'm feeling some fear and I'm feeling grief and I'm feeling worry and there's sadness here, gratitude as well. But I think the feeling that's actually needing to be really processed right now is exhaustion. Right now, I feel utterly exhausted. And it's this kind of exhaustion, this kind of, it's not just tiredness, right? It's not something that feels fleeting, something that just arrived for a moment and it will go away in the next moment. It feels really deep and really big. I feel emotionally exhausted right now. Last few weeks, I've been walking this line that feels very close to death. There's a lot of grief around me right now, a lot of very hard and heavy decisions I have to make. There's people who are losing their loved ones around me. There's loved ones in my life I'm worried about. And I just feel this tiredness inside, holding all of that worry, holding all of that grief. It's exhausting, actually. And just speaking these words out loud actually feels really good. It feels good to allow myself that feeling, to acknowledge that that feeling actually is sitting at the surface of my heart. It's asking for some attention. So, which feeling is it for you? What feels really big, really overwhelming? What's the emotion or the state of being that is asking for your attention right now? And now you don't have to do anything with this feeling. Often we think that once we have identified a feeling, we have to fix it. So if we're sad, we have to get to happy, right? Or if I'm feeling exhausted right now, I have to fix that. I have to do something about that, right? Make sure I take a really great nap, or I do something relaxing, or I have to tend to it and get energized again. No, that's not what this practices. Sometimes just from acknowledging the feeling that's there and by being present with it and feeling the feeling, actually letting ourselves embody the feeling, sometimes the natural result of that is that we go and we meet one of our needs in that way. You know, sometimes the feeling passes and transforms and alchemizes into something else, and sadness becomes gratitude, or exhaustion becomes a feeling of peace. But it's not what we're looking for. It's not a doing, this practice. It's just an allowing, an honoring, an embodying. So this feeling that's very close to surface now, remind yourself it's not here for you to fix. This feeling doesn't mean that something's wrong with you. Doesn't mean that something has gone wrong, that something's off. This is an emotion paying you a big visit right now. And all it's actually asking for is to be felt. Let's take another deep, full breath in. Open mouth, let it go. Now you have some options here. You can stay just the way you are, sitting quietly, hands to heart, acknowledging the feeling that's most present for you. You can take this to your notebook and you can journal a little bit. A feeling that is asking to be felt right now is. A feeling that is asking to be felt right now is. Or you can take this and turn it into an active emotional release practice. So make sure you have a room with some space. Maybe play some music if that feels good. And you've already identified what this feeling is. And see if you can use some movement and the music to get closer to that feeling, to really invite it in. If you would, through movement, fully express this emotion, what would that be like? Just explore. There's no wrong way to go about an emotional release. But if you were to fully express this emotion with movement, maybe with words, with some action, what would that look like? To just let that energy move and sort of transmute a little bit. Let's explore. Thank you so much for joining me today for an episode that became a little longer than our normal ones. Take care of yourself, take care of your heart, and I'll be back tomorrow.